I'm going to talk about an issue that Rav Shechter raised this morning in his husband for Reb Chaim, and that is, should we have torn Kriya when we heard that Reb Chaim passed away? I got probably a half a dozen texts on Erev Shabbos asking if we should tear Kriya. So first of all, I think that just speaks to Reb Chaim's role in Klal Yisrael, that intuitively people felt that probably they should be doing something like tearing Kriya. Reb Chaim was somewhat unique in the sense that, as far as I can remember, I don't remember the last time a Gadol passed away where he was pretty much universally recognized as the greatest Baki, as the person who knew everything better than everybody else. I mean, there was without a peer. Meaning, there's always someone. When Rav Yashav passed away, I think Rav Vadya was still alive. Meaning, there was always someone who knew everything. Also, Rav Moshe maybe, and then that was the only other. The last time I could think of where there was mamish no peer in terms of the Yediyas HaTorah that the person had. So the question is, does that warrant tearing Kriya? So let's take this sugya as it comes. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos and Daf Kufei Amud Beis tells us Chacham Shemeis Hakol Krovav, that when a Chacham dies, everybody is his relative. So says Gemara Hakol Krovav Sal Kadaitoch. Everybody is a relative of a Chacham Shemeis. No, it means Hakol Kikrovav Hakol Korin Alav. Everyone is like a Karov of a Chacham Shemeis. In that, everyone has to tear Kriya. When that same exact Gemara appears in Masechta Amud Katan on Daf Chafei Amud Aleph, the Gemara over there says that when Rav Safra died, the Rabbanim didn't tear Kriya because they weren't his Talmidim, and only Talmidim would, you'd only tear Kriya for your own Rebbe. So Abaye said, no, that the requirement to tear for a Chacham is not necessarily Harav Shemeis, it's Chacham Shemeis. It doesn't have to be your own Rebbe. And not only that, Rav Safra's Torah is taught all the time in the Beis Medrash, so everybody really is a Talmud of Rav Safra, and that's why they're tear Kriya. And this leads to a Machlokas Rishonim, whether one in fact tears Kriya on a Chacham who they did not learn Torah from, meaning if he was not your Rebbe, but he was just a Chacham, do you tear Kriya? So the Mechaber Paskins, like the Shitas HaRash, that were Korea al Kol Chacham, even if he's not your Rebbe, that you tear Kriya when any Chacham dies, but the Ramah is Mekel, like the Shita of the Maram, that we only tear Kriya on your Rebbe, not someone who is just Stam Chacham, who's not your Rebbe, and the Shach, and Sivkat and Yud Zayin, is in Simen Shin Mem, in Yordaya, and Sivkat and Yud Zayin, the Shach is Maskim to the Shita of the Ramah, that it's only if you're Yodea Mishmuosav that you'd be Korin Alav, that only if he's somewhat your Rebbe, in the sense that you're Yodea Mishmuosav, you know about some of his teachings. So the Shach raises the question, so why is it that we never see anyone doing this? Why are we Mekel on this issue? No one, we don't see people tearing Kriya every time a Chacham that you're Yodea Mishmuosav, that you know some of his learning passes away. So the Shach writes that he's not called the Talmud Chacham unless he's Yodea Dvar Halacha B'Kol Makom Afilu B'Meseches Kala. He's only a Chacham if he's a real Chacham. He has to know everything. He has to know even the most minor tractates, even things that are very esoteric areas of Talmudic wisdom. He has to be familiar with them. Now, one would imagine that Reb Chaim Kanievsky fits that bill, but the Shach says, in the times of the Shach, he says, no one anymore fits that criteria. If anyone did in our generation, I mean, that's what Reb Chaim wrote, like Perushim on these small Masechtas that no one... So if anyone would fit that, then it would be Reb Chaim Kanievsky, but nevertheless, Shach says it doesn't exist anymore. It sounds that the Shach is saying that a kriya for a Chacham Shemeis is not a kriya on your Rebbe, it's kriya because he's a Chacham, and he's Yodea Dvar Alach B'chol Makom. Elamai, you also need some Shaychus with him. You also need to be, and what's Shaychus? That Yodea Mishmuosav, that you know some of his teachings. One could argue, though, with Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he meets the first criteria, not the second, that he's Yodea Afilu B'Meseches Kala, but most people don't know his teachings, meaning his writings were on such areas of halacha that are not widely studied. A lot of people don't study Seder Zrayim, and they don't study the Rambam and Zrayim, and they don't so they don't know much of what it says in Derech Emunah, and they don't know much of what it says in about Egla Rufa and all the other things that he wrote about. So maybe they're familiar that they saw a sefer that has some Piskei halacha, but those aren't real Piskei halacha. I mean, they're just yes, no, maybe. That doesn't count as Yodea Mishmuosav. Yodea Mishmuosav means that some chiddush in halacha, something that he said, something that he contributed in halacha. But nevertheless, it seems that the Shach writes, midin chacham shemeis, we don't do that anymore. We simply don't tear kriya for a chacham shemeis anymore. The mechaber paskins, like as we said before, the mechaber paskins, like the rush, that we are korea on a chacham. The mechaber writes in Simen Shin Mem Siv Zayin, al chacham v'al talmud chacham shesholen oso dvar halacha b'chol makom va'omra korin alav, the mechaber says. We do tear kriya, but the Ramah, like we said, tells us That it has got to be a chacham and your Rebbe, or if not your Rebbe, at least where you're familiar with his chidushei halacha. So on that, from that perspective, it seems pretty clear that we would not dare kriya b'zman hazeh because we follow the Rama and the Shach. However, if Shachta pointed out this morning that there's another way someone could be your Rebbe other than yodea mishmuosav, that even if you're not yodea mishmuosav, a person could be a Rebbe if he's the gadol adar. Shachta pointed out that Tosfos Maseches Brachos on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis raises the question that the Gemara over there says that Shmuel made a psak halacha in front of Eli, and Shmuel was correct as a little boy. He was correct in the psak halacha when he said shchita ksher bizar. So he said, you got it right, but you're chayev misa because you're mara halacha b'fnei rabo. So Tosfos raises the question, what do you mean he's mara halacha b'fnei rabo? He had just showed up to the Mishkan that day. So there was no mara. How could Eli have been his Rebbe? They just met each other. So how could Eli have been his Rebbe? So Tosfos suggests two answers. The first answer Tosfos suggests is that if you come to learn in the yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva becomes your Rebbe right away because you commit to be under his guidance and his jurisdiction, so to speak. So Shmuel had committed to that. But the other answer Tosfos gives is that if a person is a Gadol Adar, then everybody is considered to be the Rebbe of everybody. So that would be considered like tearing kriya on one's own Rebbe. So if a person becomes, if a person is at the status of being a Gadol Adar, then you would have to tear kriya even if he's not technically your Rebbe. And even though no one any longer is a Chacham Shemes, because no one knows the Yodei Afilu Maseches Kala like the Shach says, but there's a separate din that you tear kriya on your Rebbe. And that din of tearing kriya on your Rebbe, that din is observed all the time. I think I remember when Rav Henoch Leibovitz died, they in Chavetz Chaim's throughout the world, they told everyone to tear kriya, because they were all Talmidim of Rav Henoch when Rav Soloveitchik passed away, Rav Shachter tore kriya. When you have your own Rebbe, that a person should tear kriya, that din still applies. So Rav Chaim was not a personal Rebbe, maybe he was a Gadol Ador, so that din still applies. So a Gadol Ador can also be considered like your Rebbe, and therefore Midin being a Gadol Ador, he should have the status of your Rebbe. Do we pask in this in Halacha that someone who's a Gadol Ador is your Rebbe? So in Yerdei and some Reish Mem Dalid Sifyu, the Shulchan Aruch in Halachas of honoring a Talmud Chacham says exactly that, says that a Gadol Ador has a status of your Rebbe. And Rav Shechter pointed out that Gadol Ador doesn't only have to mean one person, that the entirety of the Sanhedrin would have the status of Gadol Ador, which means the top 71 scholars in the world would have the status of Gadol Ador. And Mestama, Rav Chaim was of the top 71 scholars in the world. He may have been the top one, so certainly the top 71 scholars in the world. So from the perspective of Gadol Ador, it would seem that way. In fact, in Minhagei Ma'aril on Avelus and Osei, he says that there's a chiyuv to tear kriya on Gadolei Ador even if you never learned Torah from them, because they're automatically your Rebbe. So Rabbi Akiva Willig pointed out that maybe the best person to look to figure out how to paskin the Shaila is Rav Chaim Kanievsky. In Sefer Divrei Siach, where it talks about Rav Chaim and Rav Eliashiv, it says that Rav Chaim tore kriya when Rav Eliashiv passed away, and he said he was his Rebbe, and he was the Gadol Ador, so of course he was going to tear kriya. And he told that Avreichim B'nei Torah to tear kriya when Rav Eliashiv passed away as well, so because there's a Shaychus between the Avreichim who are B'nei Torah and Rav Eliashiv. They learn his Svarim, they followed his Piskei Halacha, but to instruct every member of Klal Yisrael to tear kriya, that's not such a partial thing to say that somebody is the Gadol Ador, where you can instruct every member of Klal Yisrael to tear kriya. So, like we said, Rav Shechter pointed out that L'chore, he doesn't have to be the Gadol Ador, he just has to be one of the 71 Gadol Ador to tear kriya. So Rav Willig thought that Rav Mordechai Willig Ramu thought that the reason that the minhag has developed not to tear kriya is that it's just a way to avoid machlokas, because everyone has allegiances to a different Gadol, and then you're gonna start playing that game. Oh, he's a Gadol? No, that guy's not, so we just have a minhag that we just do away with the whole thing. In Orchos Rabbeinu, it's recorded that when the Chabina Rav passed away, the stipler said that he was the Gadol Adar, and all the Chabina Rav's Talmidim should tear kriya, but the stipler was uncertain whether the whole world should tear kriya. Stipler himself tore kriya in a modified fashion. Rav Willig did not tear kriya when Rav Soloveitchik passed away, and when Rav Moshe passed away, he said he couldn't tear kriya because Rav Yaakov had died 2 weeks earlier, and he didn't tear then, and he said, that's where it clicked in his head, this whole thing of machlokas, of who's the the gadol and who's not the gadol. So it would just be too much machlokas that it would cause. So Rav Shachter pointed out that probably, strictly speaking, we should be tearing kriya, but it would be strange if the only people that tore kriya for Reb Chaim were all of Bnei Brak and Yeshiva University, meaning Lake was not tearing kriya, none of the other yeshivas are tearing kriya, so that's almost like an institutional yuara if we were all the ones tearing kriya. So even if Meikra didn't, that should have been the case. It seems that the minig is not that way, so that's why we didn't tear kriya for the time.